Pages of the Nation. Today's episode, I'm joined by Lady Faye of IPA and Mrs. Stoutfire. At her place, Mr. Zub's Deli and Bar. It's 80s night, and the divas can't wait to hear some 80s music. To get us warmed up, we feature four beers from Fatheads Brewery here in Ohio. You'd be surprised at how we rate these, since three out of four are IPAs. Lady Faye reads a poem by Robert Graves about strong beer. Test your knowledge with my quiz and so much more. Stay tuned!
Warning, what you're about to watch is purely for my own mental well-being. But let's face it, it's some pretty funny stuff. You're about to witness a crazy diva hitting a midlife crisis, and it's all on camera with a little help from her friends. Viewer discretion is not advised.
Beer Divas. 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 Beer Divas.
Welcome to the Beer Divas Show, where wine is dumb and the craft beer world has taken over the doll American beer scene once and for all. I'm your host, Dr. Brewski, and with me is Lady Faye of IPA.
Hello.
And we are here at Mr. Zub's Deli and Bar in Highland Square, Akron, Ohio. And if you can't tell, tonight is 80s night, so of course the divas have to be here, and we got to bring it.
Ready to rock.
Ready to rock and roll, baby. Okay, so the featured brewery tonight at Mr. Zub's is Fatheads with big old noggin.
For 80s night.
For 80s night. So what we did was, Lady Faye asked for a couple of Fatheads.
Asked for two.
And they gave us four.
Got four.
So we got four to sample tonight. And I know you're excited because a lot of them are IPAs.
IPAs, baby.
So this is all up Lady Faye's alley. So let's get started with my favorite segment of the show, Beer Reviews.
It's beer review time.
All right, the first one we've got is called Headhunter IPA. The ABV on this is 7.5%. All right.
All right, let's do it.
If you can see, it's a pretty nice, like, dark golden color, right?
Ambery.
Now, this is going to be a mess. God. Here, I'll try to be better with yours. Oh, I just got my shoe. My shoe's taking a little drinky drink. Luckily, we have lots of napkins.
Right.
All right. So right away, you know, little darkish color, right?
I think it's kind of, well, I don't think it's dark. I think it's golden with a touch of
amber. A little golden,
amber.
Yeah, a little touch of amber, like
amber.
Light amber, right? Well, I mean, of course, smells.
Smells like IPA.
Smells like right up her perfumey alley, right? It's citrusy. It's got that hoppy IPA. All right.
Let's do it.
Do it. Yum.
Refreshing. I love it.
Refreshing. So,
very little aftertaste for an IPA.
Exactly. Not too bad. The effervescence of it, you know, it's got some good bite, but not too harsh on your tongue.
It's very light for an IPA.
Very light for an IPA.
I would classify that as a warm weather IPA. Not one that you want to warm up with, one you want to cool down with.
So they might have used a lot of the hoppy, you know, characteristics for the aroma, But that doesn't necessarily translate into what it tastes like, right?
You even like it, don't you?
I know, it's not too bad.
That says a lot. She doesn't like IPAs. Bottoms up.
Bottoms up. So, your rating, Lady Faye, of the Head Hunter IPA is? 8.5.
I like a little heavier of a beer, but really enjoyed that one.
It is pretty light. So my rating for the Head Hunter IPA is 8.1.
Wow, that's the closest we've ever been.
I know, I can't, would I necessarily get this? No.
No.
But if this was free, and tonight it is, because she bought it, you know, I can't turn
it
down.
My husband bought it.
Aw, thanks, Diddy. You know, I can't say no. I think it's all right.
If you don't like it, I'll just take that one down here.
There you go.
There we go. Thank you.
1-0. All right. Next in line is Fathead's Strange Magic IPA. And the ABV on this is 6.5%. All right, let me do mine
strange
first again because...
magic. Let's see if it's magical.
We should
have to take over this.
Please. Okay. It's hard to do that.
Here, let's do it over the little...
No, because then it goes right to my foot.
Right here?
Yeah, that's what I did the first time. Uh-huh.
Yeah, but I didn't spill.
Head Hunter right there. Okay.
So
actually,
strange magic.
Strange magic. Sorry. So 6.5%. All right. It looks about the same, right?
No, it looks a little less amber to me.
Maybe a little lighter?
A little more golden, a little less amber.
Ooh. Now, the hops used in this is definitely different than the Head Hunter. The Head Hunter, I think, was more citrusy.
Lighter.
This is a little more perfumey.
This is more pungent.
More pungent, more perfumey.
Yep.
All right, bottoms up.
Love it.
I got the yuck face on that.
Yeah. You gave me with a spoon.
Hey, my God.
Like, totally.
Love it. Wow. Okay. So, I get this weird, like, perfumey.
It's strange. That's the name.
I get this perfumey kind of, like, taste.
Strange,
I don't even want to taste it.
Magical. Perfect name.
And it kind of, like, lingers in your mouth for a while. Now I got yuck mouth.
Well, I find it delightful.
Okay.
And I think the name is perfect because it's strange.
It is strange.
I can't put my finger on it. It's strange.
I don't know. I got to drink the rest of that. You know what? We got an extra cup. I'm using that to dump that in. Okay. Lady Faye, your rating on Fathead Strange Magic IPA is?
7.8. I like it a lot. I don't know if I could commit to an entire glass.
Okay.
Maybe a smaller portion.
Definitely.
Just because it is a little strange. But like I said,
I'm putting that off camera. My rating for the Fathead Strange Magic IPA is, I'm going 6.5. I can't commit. I can't.
Boo hiss.
It's boo hiss. Go ahead. Throw that out. Banish it from my sight. I do not like that at all. I don't want perfume. It's like somebody dumped like some old lady perfume in my beer. Like,
it's
I don't like
perfume,
it.
Though. It's almost...
I don't know. Whatever it is.
Skunky isn't the word.
Well, it could be a little skunky. I don't know. I don't like it at all. All right, next up is one of Fathead's famous beers, and that is the Bumbleberry.
Right.
Now, we did review this one time.
I thought so.
With Professor Hops.
What
but
did you give it
you
then?
And I.
Do you remember?
Please. That was like our first show, I think. Anyway, we're going to try it again.
Here.
So this is called the Bumbleberry. You do it. You were better.
Bumbleberry. It's a blueberry ale. And the ABV on this is 5.3%. Yeah, see? You're not doing any better than me.
Sure show, lady.
It is better than Dr. Brewski. Come on. Hey, hey, look who's here. Mrs. Stoutfire.
Stoutfire's in the house.
Cheers, ladies.
Cheers.
Hello, hello. How's everybody doing?
We're doing great. We're sampling all of Fathead's products tonight.
We asked for two.
Well,
we asked for two.
We got four. Which one are you guys on?
We're on the Bumbleberry.
Bumbleberry.
You want to sit in?
What's that?
You want to sit in?
You drink it.
I got the groovy juice.
We're going to do that last. You want to sit in on that one?
Sure.
Okay.
I'll be back in a minute.
Okay. Lady Stoutfire is getting ready for 80s night.
Stoutfire is in the house.
In the house?
Her house.
Her house. We're right. Just tagging along for some action. All right. So this next one is the Blueberry Ale, which is Bumbleberry. And the ABV on this is 5.3%. So if you smell it right away,
blueberry.
Like it smells like a little jammy.
Little jammy.
Little jammy. Little pint of blueberries. Mm. Yeah, so, you know, a little bit different color, you know, a little bit darker, amber, light amber.
A little hazy.
Yeah, let's taste it. Oh, yeah. Not too sweet. A little bit of the blueberry hint, especially when you,
love it.
You know, after you swallow. Definitely lingers a little bit afterwards. Very light here.
I like to sip it and then smell it.
She's thinking of blueberry pie right now, folks. Blueberries in the summertime.
Again, I couldn't drink a whole glass, but I really love it.
I have drank a whole glass of this, and it is very, very good. So, Lady Faye of IPA, your rating for the Bumbleberry Blueberry Ale is?
9.2.
Nice. This is high for you.
It is high.
And it's wow. And it's
beer.
Not even an IPA. It's an
but
ale.
I really like it. Well, I like ales, too.
Yeah.
But it's not too much... On the fruity side, it's just the right amount of sweetness.
Yeah.
I think it's great.
I think it's got a great flavor. My rating for the Bumbleberry Blueberry Ale is 8.8. You know, because it is blueberry.
I would like to compare this rating with your previous one.
With the Strange Magic?
No, with the last time you rated it, to see how consistent
I don't remember. Yeah, we'll have to look up in the archives and see.
Go to the Diva Chronicles.
Who knows? I could be hormonal today, too, so who knows? When you get to be my age, who knows?
Go to the Diva Library.
But it is delicious.
Love it.
All right, I'm going to put this off to the side. The last one, and I don't know where Miss Stoutfire went, but the last one, oh boy, that's a lot.
You're fine.
It's the Groovy Juice IPA. Now, this one has a little bit of a bite to it, too, at the ABV of 7.1%. So it's got a little bit more of a bite to it. You look right away. I mean, it is hazy thing, baby. It is hazy bow baby.
Right.
Kind of orangey, almost like a Hefeweizen.
Oh, and the smell is tart.
Oh, it is a little tarty.
Tart?
So I smell the citrus, but it's almost like a grapefruity.
It is.
Citrusy. All right, we're tasting. Yeah.
Like it.
I like Groovy. It. This reminds me of Elvis juice from BrewDog. Uh-huh.
You're right.
So it's got to have a little bit of some type of juice in it, like maybe grapefruit or something.
I think it's grapefruit.
That it gets that a little bit of that tartness,
without
but not too hoppy.
Yeah.
Not too sweet.
Yeah.
Not too hoppy. I don't think it lingers too much. It's kind of smooth going down.
I could drink a glass of this.
Yeah, well, you will. You have a glass
yeah,
and you got
work cut out
the rest
that.
Of them, right?
Yeah, that's pretty good. So your rating, Lady Faye, of the Groovy Juice, which actually is pretty cool for an 80s night with our getup and everything.
It's groovy.
Groovy Juice IPA is
9.5.
Woo! 9.5
tonight.
Wow. I like it.
I'm a fan of fatheads.
My rating for the Groovy Juice IPA is 8.9. So I went up there, even though I'm not a hophead like somebody
I'm
so
proud
I know.
Of you. Drinking all the
but it's, you know, it reminds me, if I get that tart, grape, juicy, sometimes mango-y kind of thing, mm-hmm. you know, I could drink that. It's not too bad. It's
delicious.
Not too bad.
Love it. Mrs. Stoutfire's in the house, ready to sample our last beer.
Yeah, we
groovy
got the
juice.
Yeah, Fathead's Groovy Juice. Da 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 da. Did you already go over all the stats? Okay,
yep.
We did.
All right.
So it's all about me and what
it's
I think.
It's all about you.
Okay. All right. So checking this out. Is this a hate? No, it's just a regular old IPA. So if you follow us and you've seen me, I am not a huge IPA person, but sometimes there's ones that get me and I like them. So smells like an IPA. All right, so I could probably definitely do a pint of this. A little bitter, not too crazy. Definitely at the end I'm getting a little floral-ishness, greenness to it. Doesn't hang on the tongue like so bitter that you just want to like so I think I'm going to give this one a 7.9.
Pretty good for Mrs. Stoutfire, who's
cheers.
Not an IPA drinker.
Well, you guys got all kinds
got
of different
refill.
Things going on here.
Cheers.
So next up, Lady Faye is going to tell you a little poem about beer.
In honor of 80s night, Dr. Brewski has asked me to recite a poem by Jay Brooks from his website, Brookston Beer Bulletin. Thank you, Jay. What she forgot to add was that she will be acting out the poem as I read it. So get over here. Come on.
Come on. Come on. I want to be drinking while she's doing the poem.
What do you think the bravest drink under the sky?
Strong beer, said I.
There's a place for everything, everything, anything. There's a place for everything where it ought to be. For a chicken, the hen's wing.
For poison, the bee's sting.
For almond blossom, spring. For beer house, me. There's a prize for everyone, everyone, anyone. There's a prize for everyone, whoever he may be. Crags for the mountaineer, flags for the fusilier. What? For English poets?
Beer!
Strong beer for me. Tell us now how and when we may find the bravest men. A sure test, an easy test. Those that drink beer are the best. Brown beer, strongly brewed, English drink and English food. Oh, never choose as Gideon chose by the cold well, but rather those who look on beer when it is brown and smack their lips and gulp it down. Leave the divas who tamely drink with Gideon by the water brink. But search the benches of the plow, the tun, the sun, the spotted cow. For jolly rascal divas who pray, pewter in hand at close of day. Teach me to live that I may fear,
the grave as little as my beer. Thank you. What's his name? Robert Graves.
No, Jay Brooks.
Strong beer. No, Robert Graves.
Oh, Robert Graves.
That's who did
apologies.
It. Thank you, Robert Graves.
And we did change some of the words. At Adidas.
Next up, quiz time.
Quiz time.
Quiz time.
Quiz time.
It's quiz time, quiz time. Quiz time, quiz time. All right, question number one. What is the technical term for brewer's yeast? Is it Streptococcus, B, Saccharomyces, or C, E. coli?
I'm gonna go with A.
Streptococcus.
I'll go with B.
Saccharomyces. And the answer is B, Saccharomyces. Streptococcus is like you get strep throat.
I don't want that.
But anyway, the Saccharomyces is a special yeast that gives beer that special flavor. It's different from bread yeast or champagne yeast.
Okay? Good to know.
Question number two. What is the amber liquid called from the malted barley after they boil it? Is it A, just water? Is it B, syrup? Or is it C, wort?
Wort. What she said.
And the answer is, that is correct, wort. So boiling the malted barley converts the sugars into a form that the brewer's yeast can digest. And that gives us the carbonation and the fermentation to make the beer.
How do you spell that?
W-A-R-T?
Oh, O-R.
Like a, oh, W-O-R-T.
Yeah, not wort as in, ooh, I got something on my skin. It would be wort, W-O-R-T.
Wort.
Look at all the diseases today.
I know.
Rep, wort,
she's got issues here.
I need an antibiotic.
Stat! Penicillin, stat! All right, third and final question. Labriophilus is a collector of, is it A, beer mugs? Is it B, beer bottles? Or is it C, beer koozies?
What is it again?
Labriophilus.
Is it cup collector?
Koozies.
Koozies, mugs, or bottles?
Mugs.
Koozies.
And the answer is B, beer bottles.
Oh.
A guy named Ron Werner holds the record. He has 25,866 different types of beer bottles.
We could probably help him out with that collection.
He probably doesn't have a beer diva in his life. That's why he's so bored
that
he's keeping every bottle to himself.
I bet he lives with his mother.
We should have a bottle drive for him.
Yeah, we got problems. So anyway, that's it for the show today. Thank you so much.
Thank
this
you.
This is Doubtfire and my special guest, Lady Faye of IPA. We're here at Mr. Subs Deli and Bar, and of course, we're here for Ladies Night and 80s
Night. 80s
Night. 80s, go
not that you can
80s.
Tell.
That's right. No, we dress like this all the time, right? So that's it. Make sure you hit the subscribe button and bell notification so you don't miss any episodes. And give us a thumbs up so this heads out into the YouTube universe. We gotta grow. We're at 499 subscribers, so we need one more to hit the big 500, right?
Oh, yeah.
So make sure you get and subscribe, okay? Go out today and enjoy a nice cold brew with some friends and somebody that you love. Why? Because you're worth it. And remember, don't worry,
be happy.